Back now with Day to Day. You know, sometimes we hear that government budgets are built too much on smoke and mirrors. Today, we're going to focus on the smoke part, how taxes on tobacco play an ever trickier role in state budgets. Marketplace's Steve Tripoli is here with the unfiltered truth. Steve, is this kind of like you don't want to know how the sausage is being made? It seems kind of funny that governments, you know, on the one hand, rail against smoking and at the same time depend on that tax money.
Well, you know, Madeline, let's say they're not quite hooked on tobacco taxes, but they are facing some unpleasant withdrawal symptoms. You know, they don't just rail against smoking. They adopt tougher restrictions and bans and anti-smoking programs. And guess what? All those actions are working. So people slowly smoke less and less, which means they buy tobacco less, and that means tax receipts for tobacco fall.
So this is a case of be careful what you wish for. Is this really hurting state budgets?
Well, the tobacco tax drops themselves aren't a tremendous factor by themselves, but state budgets are getting very tight in many places. And right now that puts states in a kind of ironic position with these taxes. That's at least what I heard from Sujit Kanaga Retna at the Council of State Governments.
In terms of tobacco taxes, you see states are increasingly trying to use raising taxes here as a means to bring in this extra revenue. It's not going to be a huge component of state revenues, but at the same time, it's one other issue that's going to pose challenges to policymakers as they go forward.
You know, see, Madeline, governments are kind of pushing against the string here. As the saying goes, tax receipts go down for tobacco, so they raise tobacco taxes. People smoke less. The law of diminishing returns sets in. But governments do it anyway because they're up against stiff future challenges like health care and pensions and education and infrastructure needs.
Right. But as you said, getting more out of tobacco taxes can't last.
No, it can't. But in fairness, the governments are just getting what they can out of tobacco taxes while they can.
So where will they go to make up for this shortfall?
Well, that's the million-dollar, or I should say the multi-billion-dollar political question. You know, as Mr. Kanaga Retna said when I spoke to him this morning, you can't just raise income or non-tobacco sales taxes outright. It's still political poison in most places. So governments keep nibbling around the edges. You raise tobacco taxes here. You jack up user fees, but don't call that a tax hike. You close a few loopholes. You expand gambling.
But Steve, what about the long term? I mean, we're talking pension, education, infrastructure problems. These are long term problems.
That's true. But the next election isn't a long term problem, I guess. You know, it comes down to setting priorities, as it always does. If voters and their leaders find these future needs will cost more, they're going to have to think about paying for them. And if one source of revenue goes away, like tobacco taxes, you either raise taxes somewhere else or cut the services. And by the way, on this tobacco tax thing, it may cost the government money, but what I haven't said is that the overall savings to society from less smoking almost certainly outweigh any tax losses by a lot. And with that, Madeline, coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll learn why New York may let corporate sponsors name some subway stops. You know, I think Marketplace is in the running for one of those naming rights. I think we want the station on Wall Street.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.